Welcome to Next, brought to you by Content Labs. I'm Zelina Khan, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you a brand new set of guests to educate, motivate, and hopefully inspire you in and out of the workplace. Welcome to Next, brought to you by Content Labs. I'm Zelina Khan, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you a brand new set of guests to educate, motivate, and hopefully inspire you in and out of the workplace. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Next. We're actually in the studio today, which is pretty nice, not doing this virtual. And I always enjoy being in the studio because I think there's like this synergy that, again, that's always an added bonus. Today we have Phil Garcia joining us. Phil is the sales engineer from TransPerfect CCMS. Phil, why don't you introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Hello everyone. My name is Phil Garcia, sales engineer with, slight correction, GlobalLink CCMS, but a TransPerfect division. So you were right there. But happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. This has been a long time coming.
I'm really excited about this because CCMS, people always think it's like a typo, right? you've heard of a CMS, but a CCMS is different but related, right?
Absolutely. I think the interesting thing about CCMS is, like, at first blush, it's not a very sexy conversation. It's like, oh, it's documentation, it's component, it's whatever. But the thing is, and I think this is the number one point I want to make, everyone has content. And in just about every environment, you can find a way to get a CCMS in there if you're creative enough. Because that, like, content is key. That's been an echoing point across every industry, especially in the last decade. Like, everyone is concerned about content, from what they're putting online in terms of videos, what are they putting in front of their customers. It's such a crucial part. And CCMS does a really good job of getting down to the bricks of the content, the bare bones, and making sure that foundationally it is solid and it is excellent.
Can we take a step back before we jump into use cases and scenarios?
Of course.
And actually, like, define a CCMS and, it means component content management system, but that's a whole bunch of words.
Absolutely.
Can you like break it down for us?
Absolutely. That'd be easy. So the way I like to describe CCMS is, it's very simple. It is a centralized system where you can author, review, translate, and publish your content. That's really it at its base. And then you could get into some of the granularity from there. You could reuse your content. Reuse is a massive part of CCMS. It's about taking the content you have and creatively utilizing it in a lot of different ways. So you don't have to rewrite things or copy and paste, but really take your content and bring it to life in a way that's dynamic and active.
I think that's the big part of what I've gathered. Content reuse. Mm-hmm. And where as a CMS, it's kind of like a copy and paste situation, but you're more of in a reuse situation for a CCMS. Can you like describe like an industry or a situation that comes top of mind when you talk about like using a CCMS versus a CMS?
Absolutely. Well, let me get into what is probably my favorite example to like explain like what is a benefit of a CCMS. So leaning in on that reuse, my favorite example is warning labels. There's a lot of industries that they have warning labels in their content. They have to. You open up your car manual, there's a warning label in the front. You get some sort of like device from the pharmacy, and there's a warning label in it. Like, everyone has warning labels.
So, like, industries that have a lot of compliance and safety standards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Medical device, healthcare, those are very, very big in that front. And with warning labels, a lot of the times, they're going to be very similar, if not the same, across a lot of their documents. So let's say you have a company that has, let's say there's a medical device company. Great example. They have 100 products. And all 100 of those products have exactly the same warning label. And some regulatory body somewhere says, hey, your warning labels need to now say X, Y, and Z. If they don't have a CCMS, they now have to spend weeks, if not months, going in and making sure that every single label is updated, every manual is correct, that it's all reviewed, that the regulatory group has reviewed it and has approved everything, that it's republished and been pushed out. That could take weeks, sometimes even months. In a CCMS, you go in, you find the warning label, the component, you update it, you send it out for review, comes right back, and it's good to go. And all 100 products get automatically updated at once because that one warning label is being used in all 100 products. So that's my favorite example, and it's a very active example today when we're working with those customers.
And as far as components, right, the components in that case are words.
Mm-hmm.
What about photos? Right. What are the other types of components?
So that graphics are a very big part of this, because if you're going, a lot of times graphics are going to be reused, and you don't want to have to, once again, the manual update of every six. You want to put some automation behind that. That's the big word. So being able to go and find that graphic, make that quick update, and then automatically everywhere it's being used gets that update, it's huge. And then you can get creative where it's the same thing with a video. Maybe you have a video that's linked in every one of your in a bunch of documents. Maybe it's a linked video. You make a tweak, you update that link, or you update the video. Now the documentation that references that, maybe that site page that you're pulling to that has that video, all of it gets automatically updated and automatically generated. So it's a tremendous time saver and a tremendous cost saver, especially when we start getting into all the areas that generate a lot of costs when you're dealing with content. This includes, spoiler alert, translation. That's going to be a big thing that comes up in all of this, where when you start getting into the global market, localized content, everything from that front, being able to generate cost savings across the board from its foundation is huge.
So let's map out this workflow here.
Okay.
Let's talk about, I know we did warning labels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another scenario or another industry, and let's map out, like, I guess, a potential solution you would come up with for a client. And I would love to see, like, what it looks like with a CCMS, and then what does it look like without a CCMS?
Well, I want to do that in reverse, because right now we're actually entering a new market, finance, in a very, very creative way. So everyone works with a bank. You probably have gotten the correspondence letter that, oh, your account has this balance, or, oh, you just opened this account, here's your account number. Like, everyone gets correspondence. And it's a very manual process to manage that or create that. Every single bank is doing it. And honestly, it's very repetitive. So we saw that and we're like, wait a minute, why don't we bring CCMS into that? And that's what we're exploring right now, being able to go to banks and set up a foundation for them to be able to quickly generate and manufacture the correspondence content to get it sent out to their customers quicker and get translated faster. There's a lot more. Let's talk domestically. Let's stick there. Domestically, there is a lot of translation need. So getting this correspondence and then getting it properly translated, whether it's into Spanish or Chinese or any number of the other languages these banks are contending with, because, like, domestically, there's so many different languages just right here. Like, it needs to be able to be easily managed. So we've been exploring, how do we bring CCMS into that? So starting from nothing, right now, today, they might, you know, they write their content. They might, in some cases, they're just writing it in Word, and they just have thousands of saved files in Word, and they just kind of find what they're looking for. They type up what they're looking for and save it, send it for print, and then send it out. It's a very manual process, not a lot of oversight on it that could definitely lead to issues. So looking at bringing in CCMS, instead of leaving all that variability that can create issues, we create a foundational environment where it's like, all right, you know that these part of the correspondence are always going to be the same. You fill in the customer info, the account number, their name, address. That's all you need to fill in. The message, it's going to be always the same. You pick the letter, publish, it automatically goes into the format and gets launched out.
So it definitely decreases the margin of error.
Absolutely.
But from a human. And it's interesting because if you're representing a bank or working at a bank and you have these letters to send out, you're not really thinking of automating it, right? It's just like, okay, I have a 40-hour work week. I'm going to spend 5 hours sending this out when you could possibly spend, what, 10 minutes doing it instead?
Exactly. You publish the output. You send it to the printers. They take care of it from there. You just choose what you need to do. So that's one area where we're really looking at. And that's the key thing, is like creating efficiency. What we find is there's a lot of industries that they're set in their ways. And that seems to be the major problem, is industries are set in their ways. They've done something for so long. And we're at a very critical point, we're finding, where a lot of industries are asking themselves, what are we going to do with all this legacy content? Like everything since like the mid-90s, the internet boom, where it's like now that they have tons of legacy content, they have tons of legacy processes, how are we going to optimize? You'd be amazed at how many companies are still caught and stuck in processes from like the early 2000s. And it works, but no one is asking, can it work better? There's a big difference between a car being able to get you from point A to point B and a car being enjoyably able to get you from point A to point B faster and safer.
I want to piggyback off the comment you made when you said people are stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the value points, talking points you have when it comes to people stuck in their ways? Like, how are you guys overcoming this?
So I think the first thing is finding out really the pain points of the individual. So that's an important part of my approach to working with customers. I ask them, you know, what are your pain points? What are your drivers? And you get one of two responses typically. Either they're immediately going to be like, everything's a nightmare and here's what's going on, or they're going to get defensive. And they're like, nothing's wrong. What do you mean something's wrong? Like, nothing's wrong. And they get defensive about their process. But then you just got to get them to talk a little bit, really open that dialogue. And you'll find that it's like, well, you know, every time I need to update this manual, it always takes a long time. And no one gets back when I send out content for review. And I need to wait for it to get back. And then we get it back. And the turnaround times have to be super aggressive.
It's like an annoying workflow.
Exactly. Sure. And that really, they're everywhere, no matter where you go. And it's really funny because we found, as much as workflow is a crux of the problem, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. There's this big push to look at the new shiny thing like AI and like generative AI and technologies of that sort, but yet no one wants to look at the foundation of the problem. Let's say you buy a car, you slap a new coat of paint on it, looks super pretty, but if the engine sucks, you're not going to get anywhere with that. And that's the problem. A lot of people, they want the new shiny thing without looking at, well, foundationally, how are we doing? A lot of organizations, their content, it's dated, messy, it's very difficult to manage, but they have their process of dealing with it. And it's better to, for them, they feel it's better to deal with the pain of the known than the uncertainty of the unknown.
So GlobalLink CCMS, obviously there's a product, a technology involved, but for companies that have like a messed up system, a messed up workflow, you can buy the product, but you have to be integrated, right? Like, is there a consulting portion that goes in, a strategy portion?
Absolutely. So one really cool thing is, while GlobalLink CCMS is a relatively new name, we've actually been in the CCMS game for about 30 years. Originally, we were Astoria system, Astoria Software and Vissant Systems. So we have quite a bit of legacy behind us in terms of expertise, and we have some of the brightest minds in the business working for us, working to enhance our product and create solutions for our customers. What's really cool about that is when customers come to the table and they're like, I don't know what to do, we can walk them through everything going on and ultimately really find a very tailored solution for what they've done. Very seldom have we come across something that we've never seen before.
Yeah, because I think, you know, clients recognizing a problem, understanding that they have a problem, but just not knowing where to start and possibly even wanting a CCMS. And I'm like, I don't know where to go from here, right? What does one do? So I think the onboarding and the consulting piece is super important because it's still so new, right? You don't know what you don't know, even though CCMS has been around for a while. You know, thinking of like saving hours upon hours or saving my team's time so they can go work on something way more valuable to their job.
Yeah.
And you talked a little bit about AI, and you know, every episode I feel like we're talking about AI one way or another.
There's no escaping it.
But what's going on with AI when it comes to the CCMS world?
So one really cool thing is while AI is steadily entering into the space, it's not getting rushed out the door. And I think that's a good thing. It's very methodical in that if we're going to implement AI, we want it to actually be of value to our customers and not just a touch point of like, oh yeah, we have AI. So we very recently explored launching a new portal. It's something that we're launching this year where it's basically a generative AI engine that is completely fueled by our customers' content, exclusively fueled by it. So our customers can ask whatever they need of it, and the answer that it gives is reference-based directly from the source of the customer. So in highly regulated industries, this is huge. For a medical device company, if I ask, hey, how do I work this? You want it to be pulling the answers not from the overall internet, but from the actual knowledge base of the products. So that's something really cool that we're pushing out that we feel is very grounded and reality-based in terms of how it can be executed. My boss sometimes like to say that oftentimes AI is magic because it's like everyone talks about, oh, AI could do this, AI could do that. And it's like, all right, well, where's the use case? So we're in the business right now as we explore AI of making magic a reality. So we're looking at how can we enhance the author experience? How can we enhance the content experience? It's really amazing, you know, what writers are contending with today, how the content is being generated. We want to make sure that we're helping that. We don't just want to shove something out and say, yeah, we have this technology, it's great. We want to make sure that the organizations that are going to ultimately invest in this, there's a real benefit for them.
I find CCMS to be very niche. I mean, I think if you know about it, it's a secret weapon, but it's still underutilized or not utilized by many industries. Many companies. How are you getting this out, right? Like, who are you talking to? Like, if someone is listening right now and they made it this long in the episode and they're like, what does CCMS have to do with me, right? Like, what is my job? Like, who are the job titles? What are the departments that are like, hey, I could probably use this?
Well, I like to make the question a little bit more general in that if anyone who has a vested interest in the content, they would benefit from a conversation with us. And that could be everything from CFOs or COOs all the way down to individual like technical writers. Like anyone who has a vested interest in, hey, is our content as quality as it can be? They should be speaking with us. How are we getting this out? It's funny because it seems like more and more industries are picking up on it. There's right now a big push in Europe for the healthcare space in terms of some of their documentation to be written through structured authoring. There's actually a regulation coming out that in a few years will be mandatory that many medical device companies, they're going to need to have structured authoring to make sure everything's very cleanly regulated and validated. A great example of IFUs, instructions for use. There's tons of documentation of this sort that needs to be written a certain way that could be very cleanly managed, that the review processes could be very, very tracked and detailed, that the full story of the documentation is being maintained and managed in one place. So we're kind of seeing these different industries pick up on this. We're actually going to be at DIA Global, and we were there last year. This year, we're going to be there. And that's huge in the healthcare space. It's a phenomenal conference. And we noticed as early as last year, like structured authoring, which is another way of referring to like the industry of what CCMS does, it's becoming just more and more prominent. And we're seeing it pop up in more and more industries. Automotive is getting into the space of CCMS. Like manufacturing has been in the space for years, and we're only seeing more and more industries. Even hospitality and hospitality retail, there's so many different instances where it's like, hey, we can look at and explore bringing this in, even if we're only using it for our internally facing documentation. There could be tremendous value in that.
That still takes a lot of time from people. And that was actually leading to my next question. Like, we've talked about labels, highly regulated industries, finance, but I'm really interested in hearing like how CCMS can be used in travel, hospitality, these other industries where, you know, I think about not only the internal stuff, the external communications. Like, what's a use case of that?
So let's use a really great example, a cruise ship. So when you're on a cruise ship every day, you get a little itinerary of like, oh, here's what's the goings of the day. And it has to be very, very custom designed, very detailed. Can you imagine the benefits if you could just automate that? You create the design in a nice clean template, and all you have to do is just update the words. You hit publish and you get the output ready to go. And you could quickly translate and manage all of that. We've seen that as a really active use case, or a very precise use case, but an active one. And just about, you know, you get into a hotel, and there's a lot of different areas where it's like, it could just be, how is the HR manual written for the hotel? Like, you know, how is the hotel chain, or just the general rules and rules of engagement, the processes, all that different documentation could be run and managed through this. And when you get into the more creative space, how can we, in a way, create some protections around the creative content? Because there's a lot of really phenomenal marketing teams out there, but there's always that jump between, you know, the technical people and what they're writing, and then how marketing is going to, like, you know, jazz that up. CCMS could be a really awesome way of protecting the integrity of that technical content while still giving a way for the marketing teams to take that content and make it something, or even just templatizing it so they have more freedom to do other things.
That's a great thing I actually never thought of. What I was thinking of that you kind of touched on, what about clients, prospects, partners that are localizing right now but not using a CCMS?
So one major thing that a lot of companies are facing with when they localize is DTP, desktop publishing costs. There is always the exercise of when you translate something, like you go through the effort of you write something, you then format it so it looks exactly right, it feels and looks everything you want to go. And, you know, that takes varying degrees of time and cost. And then you translate it and you need to reformat it all over again.
Oh, yes.
And it generates a ton of cost, it generates a ton of time,
headaches,
an untold amount of it. One thing that is really cool about CCMS, an aspect of CCMS is the automatic templates or style sheets. They are custom designed outputs that take the content and mold it into the look and feel that the customer wants it. It's entirely tailor built for the customer specifications. So what's really, really cool about that is it automatically adjusts per language. So today, let's say we were dealing with a company that shelled out, I think, about like $30,000 a month in DTP costs.
If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you for listening. Make sure you hit the like button and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at nextpodcast@transperfect.com or visit our website at nextpodcast.transperfect.com. Support for this podcast comes from Transperfect, a family of companies providing language and technology solutions for global business.